5 years ago today, a 5.8 magnitude earthquake shook the mid-Atlantic region. For most in the D.C. area, it was no more than an oddity or inconvenience. But as WAMU's Jacob Finston tells us, the quake caused millions of dollars of damage, and repairs are still ongoing.
In Washington, when things start to shake, most people don't think earthquake, or at least they didn't back in 2011.
Where we work at, the trucks come by, so they kind of rumble. So first it was like a lot of rumble than normal. So I looked out, I said, there's no truck out there.
I had no idea what it was because I'm from New Jersey originally, so I'd never experienced an earthquake.
I mean, at first I thought maybe I was just a little crazy and like, you know, I mean, I don't know. And then it kept going and I looked around me and I was like, oh gosh.
It was the furthest thing from my mind. In fact, I thought it may have been some kind of explosion.
You never thought that you would have an earthquake in D.C., but we had it.
The voices of Lisa Williams, Drew Scherr, Chloe Bacon, and Brian Boykin. The quake was notable not so much for destruction, but for how unheard of it was. In the past 5,000 years, there have only been two others this strong in the area. But the damage it did do can still be seen.
We've got 58 more steps to go.
On the top of the highest point in D.C.
The day of the quake, you know, Sean and I were making our way up these stairs. Just knowing what we saw from the ground, but nothing prepared us for when we walked through the door.
Joe Alonso is opening the door of the roof to the tallest tower on the National Cathedral.
Okay, welcome to the top of the world.
Alonso is the head stonemason at the cathedral. When he opened this door after the earthquake on the afternoon of Tuesday, August 23rd, it was like a punch in the stomach.
Holy moly, there's this, you know, 4-ton section of the top of the southwest pinnacle laying on the roof of the tower.
The earthquake lasted just 58 seconds. When it was over, nobody in the cathedral was hurt, and the building was still structurally sound. But many of the hand-carved limestone pinnacles and finials and angels and cherubs decorating the towers were jostled out of place or knocked off, some left teetering.
I don't even know how you can describe this to people. Two or three more seconds of earthquake, you know that would have been gone.
That looks like a, you know, like a Jenga game,
you know,
or something.
I've used that term. Other people, that's what these pinnacles looked like the day. Thanks for reminding me. The day it looked like the Jenga tower.
Altogether, the earthquake caused about $34 million of damage here. In the past 5 years, workers have finished the major repairs inside, but 87% of the exterior still needs work. Downstairs, stone carver Andy Ull shows me one of the replacement stone finials they've carved. He gives it a tap with his finger.
That when you're working it, that's when you know that there's no fissures or cracks in the stone, that wonderful bell kind of quality. That's how we kind of test it. When it has a dead, flat sound, that's when you know this piece might have a natural flaw in it.
A piece like this can take up to 2 months to carve. The remaining repairs will cost an estimated $22 million, money the cathedral doesn't yet have, and could take another 10 to 15 years. Meanwhile, repairs are mostly finished downtown at the other site where major damage took place.
So were you all hoping to go up to the top of that monument?
Yeah, definitely.
The Washington Monument reopened in 2014 after $15 million in earthquake repairs, only to shut down again 24 times since. Right now it's closed until early next week. The monument's elevator keeps malfunctioning, a big letdown for tourists.
I'm Zhi Liu from Beijing. We were all very disappointed because it's our first time to Washington, D.C.
Mike Litterst is a spokesperson with the National Park Service.
The earthquake perhaps had some more effect on the elevator than was initially thought.
He says moisture may have infiltrated cracks from the quake and damaged the elevator's electronics.
We suspect now that we're seeing the cumulative effects of that increased moisture.
The epicenter of the earthquake was about 90 miles south of D.C. in Louisa County, Virginia. Houses there were flattened and two schools were destroyed. But there was one silver lining. Since 2011, seismologists have learned a lot more about earthquakes in our region, says Mark Carter with the U.S. Geological Survey. Back then, he says,
we really didn't have a good handle on the bedrock. We didn't have a good handle on the faults.
Since then, he says scientists have learned a lot more about just how frequent large earthquakes like this are in our area. So could we see another big one anytime soon? It depends on how you define soon. Using the past as guide, Carter says we can expect the next earthquake of this magnitude within 500 to 1,000 years. I'm Jacob Fenston.